Tell me if you've heard this story before. Second straight Saturday, it wasn't perfect, but it was a win. And winning right now, all that really matters. Two games this weekend at Minnesota State Mankato, a bye week, then two games at home against St. Thomas, then the playoffs. Whatever ails Bemidji State needs to be fixed now. Again though, last Saturday, a step in the right direction.
I got this life to fix, threw it all out in a ditch, broke it down when I was sick, I built it back up brick by brick.
That's where we're at right now, and we still got a lot of things to figure out, but we took a stride today.
Oliver Peer was named the CCHA's Forward of the Week. His name littered all over the scoring sheet last weekend, had 6 points. Saturday, two goals and an assist, scoring the game's first goal.
Up top for Thornton, back for McLennan. Between the circles, Peer up top, Thornton, left side circle. McLennan for Peer, he shoots and he scores! 39 seconds left on the double minor. Bemidji State goes up 1-0.
Finally got some puck movement on the power play. Some quick passes sets up Oliver Peer at the top of the faceoff dot, and that's who you want to take the shot.
Giving the Beavers a 2-1 lead.
Back to the right side corner. Peer is there. Peer gets knocked down to the ice by Caden Brown. Loose between the circles. Beavers pick it back up. Peer, bar down and in! Oliver Peer's got two. What a shot!
Bucks couldn't clear the puck. They tried to bat it down with the hand and then clear it, but they didn't get the connection with the stick. Oliver Peer gets it and just cleans it up.
And then giving the Beavers the overtime victory.
Peer cuts to his right, carries it into the offensive zone, shoots the stick away.
Shot right out in front. It's Vincent LaBelle. LaBelle 5-hole on the one-timer. The Beavers win it 4-3. How did he get that wide open?
Cover your guy. It's man on man, right? It's man to man defense.
And that wasn't.
Nobody decided to cover LaBelle, and he buries it.
Threw it all out in a ditch. Broke it down when I was sick. Build it back up brick by brick. I got this life to fix.
Time is running out for the Beavers to fix what ails them. But quite honestly, playing your rival can't hurt. Like the saying says, iron sharpens iron.
It's a great rivalry. If you take a look at, you know, over 50 years it's been, it's whether it's a small college level or the major college level, it's the same thing, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
And even though he's never played against the Mavericks, Oliver Peer knows what's in store this weekend.
You know, we've been talking as a team and doing stuff in practice, and you can definitely feel that there's some bad blood between these two teams, so I'm excited to be a part of it, and it's exciting.
Are the Beavers fixed? Doubtful. Did they take a step forward, though, last Saturday? Absolutely. Game number 31 of the season, and the first time I've said Beavers and Mavericks. Corner Bar pregame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.